A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland. Sukkah Daf Tes, Sukkah 9a, pagination page 17. We have a Gemara that begins with a discussion of Sukkah Yeshana, if a Sukkah was made many months before Sukkis, if it's kosher or pasul. And the Gemara posits that a specific pasuk, take a look 5 lines down onto the page, my taima de veshamai, the reason for the strict opinion would be, Omar kro chag hasukah shivas yomim lashem, the yom tif of Sukkis is 7 days to Hashem, and the proposal over here is that veshamai is learning sukkah asuya l'shem chag ba'inan, that you need a sukkah made for the purpose of the holiday. And if it's made too early in the year, we don't assume that Sukkis is on your mind, and therefore it wasn't made for the purpose of Sukkis. And that's the position of Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel argue, if you recall yesterday, we had a very far-reaching ramification of this more lenient opinion, to the point that we listed off Ganvach and Rakvash, different sukkahs that were clearly not made for the purpose of sukkah, but rather for shade alone. And shade alone seems to be sufficient. But there is the position of Beis Shammai, and the Gemara's first proposal is that it's learnt from this pasuk. The Gemara is going to fall off of that and learn Beis Shammai from a different pasuk. You'll see that pasuk, if you're curious, midway on the page at the end of the line. The Gemara quotes, Chag hasukos ta'asa l'cha shivas yomim, sukkah ho asuya l'shem chag bo'ina, and according to Beis Shammai, you need a sukkah made for the purpose of the holiday. And that really is the sikum, the summation of this Gemara, which started off, Beis Shammai holds an old sukkah not made for the purpose of Sukkis, is it kosher apostle? But our position is that we hold like Beis Hillel, and such a sukkah is kosher, again, as long as it's made for the purpose of shade. However, once we invoked this pasuk over there on the 5th line of the page, thinking that it might help us in understanding Beis Shammai, even though we fall off of that, but that pasuk becomes on the table. And the Gemara is going to teach us a phenomenal limud learnt out of this pasuk, which has tremendous, very significant ramification. I'm starting on about the 8th line, at the end of a line, with the word minayin. Minayin la'atze sukkah sha'asurim kol shiva. How do you know that the wood of sukkah is prohibited all 7 days? This is an amazing statement. This means that not only the schach, but even the walls of a sukkah are prohibited from taking them and doing something else with them. You're not allowed to take, for example, a splinter from a board of the walls and use it, in the words of halacha, lachatzos boshinov, as a toothpick. How do we know that there's such a far-reaching prohibition? Talmud Lomar, it's from this pasuk that we quoted, Chag hasukah shivas yomim lashem. The yomtif of Sukkis, the chag of Sukkis, should be 7 days to Hashem. V'tanyan, we learned, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Omer Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira taught, Kishem shechal shem shemayim al hachagiga, just like the name of Hashem is called on the korban chagiga, kach chal shem shemayim al hasukkah, so too the name of Hashem is called on sukkah. Shenemar, this pasuk, Chag Hasuko Shivas Yamim Lashem. Machag Lashem, Afsuka Lashem. Apparently, there's a, both before the word sukkah and after the word sukkah in this pasuk, are words of great significance. One word is chag, which means it's like the carbon chagiga. And at the end of the pasuk, it says Lahashem, 7 days to Hashem. And we're learning that the sukkah, which is mentioned in the middle of this, Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yamim Lashem, is going to be sanctified, is going to be off limits, like the Chagiga, because it's designated to Hashem. Now, we need to know what exactly is this halacha of prohibition, that the sukkah is off limits, it's sanctified like the Chagiga, for the duration of Sukkos. So, I mentioned already that it applies not only to the schach, but also to the walls. And obviously you're going to benefit from the schach, and you're going to benefit from the walls, because after all, you're sitting in the sukkah. You're allowed to even lean on the walls, perhaps, or something like that, if that's normal usage, if your sukkah is not too wobbly and you're not worried about leaning. So that's not going to diminish its sanctity. However, if you needed a board, you can't pull it from the sukkah. And this would be true even if you had a different sukkah to go to, and you figure, I'll dismantle this one because I need the wood. You can't do that. The question that we confront is, number one, what about the decorations? And number two, what happens if I want to dismantle the sukkah for my convenience? Not because I'm going to use the boards for anything else, but I'm going away for the last days of Sukkos and I'm already done with the sukkah and I want to be able to put it away. Or I bought myself a traveling sukkah. I pop it open, and now you're telling me I built the sukkah, I'm not allowed to dismantle it during Sukkos? Am I allowed to dismantle it? So, let's go in order. As far as decorations go, the halacha is clearly stated in Shulchan Aruch that if you make a tenai, a condition, that you should be allowed to use the decorations whenever you want, then you're allowed to use them if they fall down or something like that, or if you decide to just take them down because you've decided to take them down. But it's very specific how you have to make your condition. Do not say, when they fall down, I'm making a condition that when they fall down, I should be allowed to use them. That doesn't help you. Because when Sukkos begins and they become the status of muktzah for the mitzvah of sukkah, they didn't fall down yet. So they're muktzah. And once they're muktzah, they're going to stay muktzah. What you want to do again is, I should be allowed to take them whenever I want. And that will help you because Bein Hashmashos, as Sukkos begins, is part of whenever I want. And then it won't become muktzah to begin with. And that'll help you. It'll fall, you'll be able to move it. But it only works on decorations. If you were looking to leave, to go somewhere else for the last days of Sukkos, so if you had such a tenai in place, then you could take down the decorations. Sometimes people are nervous. Right now it's dry. Maybe when I'll come back, it'll be after a rain, and I'll have to dry everything out. If you made the tenai, you'd be allowed to take down the decorations. What about the sukkah itself? So here we have a fascinating machlokas in halacha. Was this prohibition that we're learning about in our Gemara only said regarding dismantling a sukkah like destroying it type of thing, where I want to take it and use it for something else. And that's the prohibition. Or was it said, period, about dismantling a sukkah? You're not allowed to dismantle a sukkah. And there are those, I marked in the opinions in the margin of my Gemara, you know, to substantiate this, that if a person did need to, you're dismantling it not because you want to use it for something else, not to be disrespectful, but because you want to store it away in the place that you store your sukkah. And there are poskim who say that's perfectly fine. That's not what this Gemara was prohibiting.
And how about to rebuild on Chol Moed?
And certainly to rebuild it in
you're
a new location
it.
Because I need to, but you're going to rebuild it. Right. But if a person were to dismantle it because he's done with it, he just doesn't want it to get wet or something, that needs to be going according to the more lenient opinion, which is doable, but ask a Shaila. But that's this question of how far to take the drasha that we see over here. But in any case, in a straightforward case, certainly we have an awareness that you can't take something from the sukkah for a different use. The example was the toothpick, but I'm sure that with time, paying attention, you could come up with plenty of examples where a person might be in a position where he wants to take from it, and we're being told you can't.